然后今天早上我们要来看一段经文啊，取自这个《传道书》第五章第八节到第二十节。
Today our verses are Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 8 to 20.
我只是用中文来念，如果你们看英文的，跟着一起来看。
I'm only going to read in Chinese. If you read English, read along, please.
传道书第五章第八节啊，这是所罗门王所说的。
This is Solomon's words.
你若在一省中之中见穷人受欺压啊，其实应该是从第十节开始了，
oh,
好不好
？From verse ten.
这里啊，应该是第十节。
Yeah,
我们从第十节开始哦。贪爱银子的不应得银子之足啊，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空啊。货物增添，吃的人也增添啊。物主得什么益处？不过眼看而已，劳碌的人不惧吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足的人的丰满却不容他睡觉。我见日光之下有一宗大灾祸，就是财主积存资财，反害自己，因遭遇祸患这些资财就消灭。那人若生了儿子，手里也一无所有，他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他听劳碌他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去。他来的情形怎样，他去的情形也怎样。这也是一宗大祸患。他为风劳碌又什么益处呢？并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝，多有烦恼，又有病患呕气。我所见为善为美，就是人在神所他这一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为他这是他的份。神赐人资财丰富，使他能以赐用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。他不多思念自己一生的年日，因为神因他的心使他喜乐。那么有一位古代的波斯人，他的名字叫做阿里哈菲。
There was an ancient Persian who was named Ali Hafid.
他拥有一片很大的这个果园麦地，还有这个菜园。
He owned a large orchard, grain field, and garden.
他是一位很富有的人，而且也是一个知足的人。
He was very rich, and he was also a contented man.
那么有一天，有一个从东方来的一个智慧人告诉他关于这个钻石这个财宝。
One day, a wise man from the east came and told him about diamonds.
他对他说，他说如果你拥有一个钻石矿哦，你将会成为一个很富有的人。
The wise man told him, if you just had a diamond mine, you would become a very rich man.
那天晚上他去睡觉的时候，他成为一个很贫穷的人。
And that day, when he went to sleep, he became a poor man.
他成为贫穷，因为他感到很不满足。
He became a poor man because he became a man who was discontented.
所以想要得到这个钻石矿。
And so he wanted very much to get a diamond mine.
他就把他的果园、他的麦地还有他的菜园卖了。
He sold his orchard, his grain field, and his garden.
然后到世界各地去寻找这个钻石。
And he traveled the world looking for diamonds.
那么后来他的钱用完了。
Later, his money was all gone.
成为一个贫穷的人。
And he became a poor man.
那么因此他感到非常的挫败。
He felt very defeated by this.
然后最后他自杀而死。
And he killed himself in the end.
那么有一天那位买他这个园地的人带着他的骆驼去到这个菜园去喝水。
One day, the man who had bought his garden took his camel to drink water there.
所以当这个骆驼喝水的时候
，as the camel was drinking，
啊，他看见河床上有一个东西在闪亮。
He saw there in the riverbed there was something that was sparkling.
啊，他就把这块闪亮的东西拿起来。
He took out the thing that was sparkling.
哦，发现到原来是一块钻石。
He found out it was a diamond.
那么，这个人发现这个是历史里面真的是一个很辉煌的一个钻石矿。
What this man found was one of the greatest diamond mines in history.
那么，如果 Ali Hafed 没有把他的园地卖掉的话
，If Ali Hafed had not sold his orchard.
那他就不需要死在外地。
He wouldn't have died in a foreign country.
而拥有一片很大的一个钻石矿。
And he would have had a big diamond mine.
那么所罗门王在传道书第五章教导我们要做一个有智慧的人。
Solomon in Ecclesiastes verse 5 tells us how to be a person with wisdom.
那么他说世上很多东西都是虚空的。
He tells us that the things of this world, so many are meaningless.
那么因此我们应当有智慧来去面对我们周围所发生的事情。
And so we must have wisdom to face the things that are around us.
那么当人进入这个圣殿的时候
When people come into the holy temple,
我们应当晓得如何去敬拜这位真神。
We should know how to worship the true God.
啊，不要做一个愚昧的人。
We must not be foolish.
啊，他也说，当我们进入这个社会的时候
，And he also said when we enter in society,
我们应当懂得怎样去辨别是非。
We must know how to tell the difference between right and wrong.
哪一些东西是好的
？What things are good?
哪一些东西是不好的
？And what things are bad?
哪一些事情是对的
？What things are right?
哪一些事情是不对的
？And what things are not right?
特别是在处理钱财的事情上
，especially when we're dealing with money。
所以刚才我们读那段经文，强调说一个人应当要知足。
The verses that we just read says a person must be content。
如何存着一种感恩的心啊，来领受神赐给我们的？
We must have a thankful heart to appreciate what God has given us.
那么所罗门王说，我们不应当为做一生的劳碌来在这个世上劳碌。
Solomon said we shouldn't spend our lives in labor for meaningless things.
因为他说这些东西都是虚空的。
He says all these things are vanity.
啊，但是我们应当做一个知足的人。
But we must be people who are content.
所以从今天的经文，我们有看到一共有三点。
From the verses today, there are three points that we want to consider.
啊，所罗门说我们应当知足第一，因为他说钱财是突然的。
Solomon said that we should be content. The first reason is that money is vanity.
所以所罗门说贪恋钱财是突然的。
Solomon said that the love of money is vanity.
所以在第十节他说贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是虚空。
In verse 10 it says, He who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity.
一般的人以为这个钱财能够带给我们这个满足感。
Most people believe that money can bring us a sense of satisfaction.
所以他们一直在为生活来劳碌。
And so they spend their lives working hard.
甚至做出很大的牺牲。
They make a lot of sacrifices.
希望能够赚取更多的钱财。
Because they hope that they can earn more money.
所以自从这个中国开放以来
，From the time that China opened up，
然后经济一直在成长。
The economy has continued to grow.
那直到很多人去追求这个钱财和物质的享受。
And this has caused many people in China to chase after money and wealth.
人们在炒股票。
People are speculating on stocks.
希望在很短的时间里面赚取更多的钱。
They want to earn the most amount of money in the shortest time period.
所以人拼命的在赚钱。
People are doing their best to earn money.
希望有更大的房子。
They want a bigger house.
更名贵的汽车。
A fancier car.
有好的日子过。
They want to live the best life.
所以他们以为这个钱财能够带给人这种满足感。
So people believe that money can bring this sense of satisfaction.
但是所罗门王却说，贪爱银子的不应得银子之足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足，这也是虚空的。
But Solomon says here, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves abundance with its income. This too is vanity.
那么一个贪爱钱财的人
，A person who loves money。
无论他的银行的户口多少钱
，No matter how much money is in their bank account，
永远不会感到满足的。
They will never be satisfied。
钱财不能够带给人满足感。
Money cannot bring satisfaction to us。
但是只有神能够满足我们这个空虚的心灵。
Only God can fill our empty spirits。
所以主耶稣在路加福音第十二章。跟我们说
So Jesus said to us in Luke 12:15,
你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Then he said to them, Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions.
钱财是综合的。
Money really is a neutral thing.
每一个人都是要需要金钱来生活。
We all need money to live.
钱本身是没有问题的。
Money itself is not a problem.
圣经没有说钱是万恶之根。
The Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil.
但是圣经却说贪爱钱财是万恶之根。
But the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
所以当一个人产生这个贪念的这个念头的时候
So when a person has this greedy idea,
将会带给他种种的不良的后果还有这些问题
It will bring to him a lot of bad consequences and problems.
那么钱财不只能够带给人很多的问题
Not only does money bring a lot of problems to us.
也会使到很多人来跟随那些有钱的人。
It'll cause a lot of people to come and follow after the person who has money.
这个不是我讲的，所罗门讲的。
And this is not my words. This is what Solomon said.
货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。
When good things increase, those who consume them increase. So what is the advantage to their owners except to look on?
所以当一个人很有钱的时候
So when a person becomes rich,
朋友自然的会增加
They will naturally increase, their friends will increase.
中国有一个华人有一个俗语说狗肉朋友嘛
In Chinese, there's a saying that means some friends, bad friends.
You direct translation. 不请都自己会上门来的。
They will come uninvited to the rich man's door.
所以很多人以为钱能够带给人安全感。
Many people believe that money can bring a sense of security.
但是所罗门王在第十二节说。
But Solomon says in verse 12.
他说劳碌的人不惧吃多吃少，睡得香甜；富足的人丰满，却不容他睡觉。
The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich man does not allow him to sleep.
所以这节经文提到两种人。
This verse talks about two types of people.
一个是知足的人。
One is a content person.
知足的人，圣经告诉我们，他睡觉的时候能够睡得香甜。
The Bible tells us that the content person can sleep very soundly.
另一个是财富丰满但是不知足的人。
The other is a person who is rich but who is not content.
这个人不能够好好的睡觉。
This person cannot sleep well at all.
所以钱财不一定能够带给人安全感。
So money definitely cannot bring a person, or will not definitely bring a person a sense of security.
但是所罗门王说，其实一个劳碌知足的人比一个富足的人睡得好。
Actually, Solomon says that a working man who's contented sleeps much better than the rich man.
我在这个英文翻译本 Living Bible 的 translation.
In the English translation, the Living Bible.
The man who work hard sleep well, whether he eat little or much. But the rich must worry and suffer insomnia. 啊，中文翻译出来是一个勤劳的人，无论他吃多吃少，啊，都能睡得很好。但是一个富有的人必须忧虑，使到他失眠。啊，有没有听过 John Rockefeller?
Have you ever heard of John Rockefeller?
John Rockefeller 是一个非常富有的人。
He was a very rich man.
差一点给他的财富摧毁了他的生命。
And his riches almost destroyed his life.
John Rockefeller 53岁的时候1937年。
When John Rockefeller was 53 years old, this was in 1937.
当时他是世界唯一的一个亿万富翁。
At that time, he was the only billionaire in the world.
每一个星期他的收入100万。
His income every week was $1 million.
但是他的身体很不好。
But his health was very bad.
因为他经常忧虑。
Because he often worried.
使到他晚上不能够睡得好。
So that he couldn't sleep well at night.
然后后来他把他钱财施舍给别人。
Later, he donated his money to others.
从那个时候开始他的健康就开始转变了。
And from that time on, his health started to change.
直到他活到98岁。
So that he actually lived in the end until 98.
所以 John Rockefeller 他讲了一句话。
John Rockefeller once said,
我赚了很多个百万。
I've earned so many millions.
但是这些钱不能够带给我快乐。
But all this money couldn't bring me happiness.
是的，钱财是不能够带给人满足感。
Yes, money cannot bring a sense of satisfaction.
所以我们应当知足第二点。
We should be content, the second point.
在今天的经文我们看到所罗门王说财富会带来灾祸的。
In today's verses, we see that Solomon said money will bring about calamity.
所以财富不能够带给我们满足感。
Not only does money not bring a sense of contentment,
它也会带给我们灾祸的。
It also will bring about disaster.
所以在13第14节所罗门王说
Solomon in verses 13 and 14 says,
他说我见日光之下有一宗大祸患，就是财主存集这个资财，妨害自己。
There is a grievous evil which I have seen under the sun, riches being hoarded by their owner to his hurt.
因遭遇祸患，这些资财就消灭，那人若生了儿子，手里也一无所有。
When those riches were lost through a bad investment and he had fathered a son, then there was nothing to support him.
那从这两节经文里面，我们看到两件事情发生在这个财主的身上。
From these two verses, we see two things that have happened to this rich man.
第一点就是这个财主他积存了很多的财物。
The first thing, this rich man had accumulated a lot of wealth.
并且被这些财物害死。
But he had been harmed by it.
就好像刚才那个 John Rockefeller 这样。
Just like John Rockefeller, who we just mentioned.
他不肯施舍。而且为了这个钱财来忧虑。
He wasn't willing to donate his money or give it away, and he was worried so much by it.
直到他晚上不能够睡觉。
So much so that he couldn't sleep at night.
那么第二点，这个财主因为遭遇这个灾祸，使到他失去了他的钱财。
The second point is that the rich man encountered a disaster and lost all his money.
而没有留下这个财产给他的儿子。
He didn't have anything left to give his son.
然后使到他陷入这个很沮丧而且很挫败的那个境况里面。
And so it caused him to fall into sadness and depression.
我曾经有一位朋友。
I once had a friend.
在短短的几个月失去他赚取的那些钱财。
He lost all his money in a very short few months.
原本他有一份不错的工作。
Originally, he had had a good job.
而且有一个不错的一个家庭。
And he had some pretty good family property.
他在教会里面很也很热心的服侍神。
And he was very active in serving God in the church.
但是因为想赚取多一点钱。
But because he wanted to earn a little more money,
就跟别人合股做生意。
He went together with some people and went into business.
生意做得不错。
Their business was pretty good.
而且赚取了不少钱。
And they earned a lot of money.
所以因此工作很忙碌。
Because of this, he was very busy working.
没有时间去侍奉神。
And he had no time to serve God.
后来教会也没有去了。
And he stopped going to church.
所以在如果你还记得的话1997年在加州发生这个金融风暴。
If you still remember it, there was a financial crisis in Asia in 1997.
然后他的生意受到很大的影响。
His business was greatly affected by this.
并且被人骗了。
And he also was cheated by some people.
他所赚取的钱辛辛苦苦赚取的钱在几个月里面消失掉了。
All this money that he had earned was lost in a few months.
不单如此还欠了别人不少债。
Not even that, he also owed a lot of people money.
债主向他追债。
And the people that he owed money to were chasing after him.
而且要伤害他还有他的家人。
And they threatened to hurt him and his family.
因为没有钱付这个房贷款。
Because he had no money to pay his home mortgage.
所以银行要把他的房子没收。
The bank took his house back.
在走投无路之下，他必须要逃离马来西亚到外国去。
He was in an untenable situation. He had no choice but to leave Malaysia and go abroad.
所以保罗在这个提摩太前书第六章第九节第十节这么说。
So Paul in 1 Timothy 6, 9 to 10 says,
当那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗而许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
注意啊，贪财是万恶之根。
Pay attention to this, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil.
有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道。而用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
主耶稣在这个路加福音第十二章谈到一个这个讲了一个比喻。
Jesus in Luke chapter 12 had told a parable.
就是这个财主的比喻。
It was the parable of the rich fool.
那么主耶稣警告人不要贪心。
Jesus warned us not to be greedy.
因为人的生命，刚才我们看，他是不在乎这个家道丰富。
Because we just saw that our lives do not consist in an abundance of possessions.
所以在这个比喻里，主耶稣说有一个财主田产丰富，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
So Jesus in this parable said,The land of a rich man was very productive, and he began reasoning to himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?
他说又说，我要这样办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可用多年的费用，只要安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
但是神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前是不富足的，也是这样。
But God said to him, You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所罗门忙说，这个钱财不仅会因着这个灾祸会消失掉。
Solomon said that not only is money lost through disaster.
他说 在我们离开世界的时候也不能够带走的。
He also said that when we leave this world, we can't take it with us.
所以在第十五节、第十六节，他说。
So he said in verses 15 and 16.
他说他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。啊，他所劳碌得来的手中分毫不能带去。
As he had come naked from his mother's womb, so he will return as he came. He will take nothing from the fruit of his labor that he can carry in his hand.
啊，他来的情形怎样，他去的情形也怎样。啊，这也是一种大灾祸。他为风劳碌又有什么益处呢？
This also is a grievous evil. Exactly as a man is born, thus will he die. So what is the advantage to him who toils for the wind?
一个婴孩生下来手是空空的。
When a baby is born, his hands are empty.
是吗？素莹。
Isn't that true?
你在看那个婴孩。
Is that true? There's a baby back there.
啊，他手是空空的。
Their hands are empty.
但是从那个时候他开始你做过父母你知道他们一直在抓是不是
But from that time on, you who are parents know that they're always trying to grab.
啊，一直在抓，希望在世上能够抓到很多的东西。
They're always trying to get things, to try to get as many things as they can in this world.
啊，人的本性就是喜欢在这个世上积存这个财宝。
This is human nature that we like to accumulate possessions.
啊，希望这些财物能够带给我们满足感。
And we hope that all these possessions will bring us a sense of satisfaction.
把这个空虚的心灵把它填满。
That will fill up the emptiness in our spirits.
但是很多人没有想到当他离开世界的时候。
But many people never think about when we leave this earth.
不能够把这些财宝带走的。
We can't take any of this with us.
也因着不能够把这些财宝带走。
Because we can't take anything with us.
所以在上礼的时候，我们华人呢、啊，就在上礼的时候为这些死者烧这些用纸折造的洋房。
In Chinese funerals, they make things out of paper for the dead person, like paper houses.
汽车啊，名贵的汽车啊。
Cars, fancy cars.
还有钞票啊，百万的钞票。
And also stocks.
然后就把这些东西烧给这些死者。
And they burn these paper things for the dead person.
希望这个死者在另外一个地方能够使用这些享受这些东西。
Hoping that the dead person in whatever place he's gone to can use and enjoy these things.
最近我不止发现到他们在烧这个房子。
I found out recently that not only do they burn these paper houses.
汽车跟这些钞票。
Stocks and cars.
你知道他们烧什么吗？
Do you know what else they've started to burn?
iPhone.
iPhones. paper iPhones.
iPhone 还有这个 private jet
iPhones and private jets
给这些死去的人
to give the dead person
所以当亚历山大他征服了整个欧洲一直到印度的时候
when Alexander the Great had conquered all of Europe up to and over to India in the east
突然间他去世了
he suddenly died
当他去世的时候只不过是33岁
When he died, he was only 33 years old.
所以在他的葬礼的时候，他的棺木，他的两旁。
At his funeral, his coffin on both sides of the coffin.
挖了两个洞。
They cut out two holes.
所以亚历山大他的手就从这两个洞伸出来。
His hand stuck out the holes.
但是手是空空的。
But his hands were empty.
是的，当我们离开这个世界的时候。
Yes, when we leave this world,
我们不可以把这些东西带走。
We cannot take anything with us.
因此我们要好好的使用我们的钱财。
So we must use our money wisely.
把它投资在这些永恒的事情上。
And invest our money in things that have eternal value.
有一位牧师 A.W. Tozer 他讲的这些话。
There was a pastor named A.W. Tozer who said this.
他说钱经常会成为人跟神之间那道墙。
He said that money often becomes a wall between us and God.
有人说我们可以用两个钱币 只要两个钱币，只要你看不到眼前那些漂亮的风景。
He said, some people say that you can take just two coins and use them so that you can't see beautiful scenery or the mountains.
所以当你把这个两个钱币放在你的眼前的时候，
If you put the two coins right in front of your eyes,
漂亮的风景没有消失掉。
The beautiful scenery is not gone.
但是你却看不到它。
But you can't see it.
因为这些钱币把你的眼睛盖住了。
Because these coins are blocking your eyes.
他说我们不需要很多的钱影响到我们跟神之间那种关系。
It doesn't take a lot of money to influence our relationship with God.
只要一点点钱。
It just takes a little bit.
放在一个很不正确的一个位置。
A little bit of money put into the wrong place.
就会使到影响到我们跟神之间的关系。
That can influence our relationship with God.
我们必须要了解所罗门王在这里不是认同富有或者贫穷。
We should understand that here Solomon is not endorsing being rich or being poor.
因为贫穷富有都有他们的问题的。
Because being rich or being poor both have their own problems.
然后箴言书第30章第七节到第九节说。
It says in Proverbs chapter 30 verses 7 to 9.
我们知道箴言也是所罗门王写的。
We know Proverbs was also written by Solomon.
我求你两件事，在我未死之前不要不赐给我，求你使虚假和谎言远离我。
Two things I ask of you, do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me.
使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我虚荣的饮食。
Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion.
恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
That I not be full and deny you and say who is the Lord, or that I not be in want and steal and profane the name of my God.
所以所罗门王劝勉我们不要贪爱钱财。
Solomon urges us not to love money.
那么同时他也警告我们说要小心啊，不要陷入这个迷惑里面。
And he also at the same time warns us to be careful and not fall into this confusion.
不是这个富有或者贫穷的一个问题。
It's not a problem of riches or poverty.
而是要我们成为一个知足的人。
But rather that we should become people who are content with what we have.
所以今天我的讲题是知足的原因。
So my topic today is being content.
第一个原因就是因为钱财是突然的。
The first reason is that money is vanity.
第二个原因是因为钱财会带来灾祸的。
The second reason is that money can bring about disaster.
那么第三个原因就是我们说是一个喜乐的生命。
The third thing is that how to live a joyful life.
所以在传道书第五章结束的时候，所罗门王说。
At the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, Solomon said,
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以赐用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神赐的恩赐。他不多思念自己一生的年日，因为神因他的心使他喜乐。
Furthermore, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also empowered him to eat from them and to receive his reward and rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God, for he will not often consider the years of his life, because God keeps him occupied with the gladness of his heart.
所以所罗门王在这里描述到一个知足而且会感恩的人。
Here, Solomon describes a person who is thankful and content.
他说一个知足的人而且会感恩的人是一个有喜乐的人。
A person who is thankful and content is one who has joy.
一个有喜乐的人，他的生命充满了这个信心。
A person who is joyful has a life full of faith.
并且对人或者对事都是很正面的。
And they are very positive toward others and toward the things in their life.
我喜欢跟这种人在一起。
I like being with this type of person.
因为这种人影响我的态度。
Because this type of person influences my attitude.
使到我也成为一个感恩知足的人。
And causes me to become a person who's more thankful and content.
一个人能够睡得好，吃得饱。
A person who can sleep well and eat well.
而且他的生命充满喜乐。
Whose life is full of joy.
那所罗门王说，这个神是神所赐的。
Solomon says that this is a gift of God.
所以，经常我们要经常在为这个桌上的食物来感谢。
So we must always be thankful for the things, the food that we eat on our table.
为我们所穿的衣，我们所住的房子来向神感谢。
And we should offer up our thanks to God for the clothes that we wear and the house that we live in.
因为这一切都是神所赐的。
Because everything is the gift of God.
而且他在这里说，一个知足会感恩的人，不多思念自己一生的年日。
Because here he says that a person who is thankful and content will not often reflect on the days of his life.
换句话说，这个人不经常思念往日过去。有首歌叫做《往事只能回味》。
In other words, yeah, this type of person won't always be looking back on the past.
Yeah, 有些人就是活在过去的生活当中。哎呀，以前多么好。
A lot of people live in the past, and they're always thinking how great the past was.
所以，但是这个人同时也不会为了生活的需要经常忧虑。
And this type of person, often worries about the things of this life.
以色列人当他们离开埃及来到旷野的时候，
When the Israelites left Egypt and were wandering in the wilderness,
我们都知道他们在旷野里面遇到不少的困难。
We all know that in the wilderness they encountered many problems.
每天都吃同样的东西。
They ate the same thing every day.
他们就向摩西埋怨了。
And they started to complain to Moses.
回顾以前在埃及的日子多么好。
And they kept thinking back, oh, the days in Egypt were so wonderful.
你去看圣经的话，他们说这个有的吃，那个有的吃，这个是现在只是吃玛纳。
They would say in the Bible, it tells how they complained. Oh, we had this to eat, we had that to eat, now we just have manna.
有没有这样的经历？
Have you ever had that experience?
所以当人遇到困难的时候，
When we encounter difficulties,
当日子不好过的时候，
when we have difficult times in our lives,
那很自然就是会想到以前那些多么好的日子。
It's natural to think about the good days in the past.
但是传道书所罗门告诉我们说，我们不应当思念这些过去的事情。
But in Ecclesiastes, Solomon tells us we should not think about the past.
活在这个所谓历史回顾的当中。
And live in the past. We shouldn't live in the past.
我们应当为今天而活。
We should live for today.
在等待神赐给我们那个盼望。
And wait upon the hope that God gives to us.
所以保罗他说的非常的好。
So Paul said it very well.
他说，弟兄们，我不是为自己已经得着了，我只是有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着这个标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
那同样的，主耶稣也告诉我们。
In the same way, Jesus also tells us.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天有明天的忧虑嘛。一天的忧难处一天当就够了。
Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
忧虑会使到我们的心很沉重。
Worries weigh down our hearts.
而且失去了这个生命的那种活力。
And they cause us to lose our zest for living.
而且夺去我们心中那个喜乐。
They steal away the joy in our lives.
使到我们失去对神的那种信心。
They can even make us lose our faith in God.
使到我们陷入那个沮丧那个景况里面。
They can make us fall into depression and sadness.
那是的， 钱财是徒然的。
Yes, money and wealth are vanity.
财富会带给我们灾祸的。
Wealth will bring about disaster.
所以我们要做一个知足的人。
So we must be a person, people who are content.
因为知足的生命是一个喜乐的生命。
Because a content life is a joyful life.
让我们听神的话语。
May we hear and listen to God's word. Let us use some time to meditate today's message. Yes, money is vain.
不只是虚空，而且会带给我们灾祸。
And also money could bring us disaster.
这些财富不能够带给我们满足感。
Money can never bring us content.
不能够填满这个空虚的心灵。
Cannot fill our heart.
因为只有神能够填满我们这个空虚的心灵。
Only God can fill up our heart.
圣经的教导。包括耶稣的教导
The teach of Bible and Jesus
是要我们做一个知足的人
is to teach us to become a person that is content
因为一个知足的生命就带来一个喜乐的生命
because a content life will bring a joy in our life
让我们在神的面前做一个知足的人
let us before God to become a content man
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Oh dear Father, please help us.
求给你赐给我们智慧。
Please give us wisdom.
不要做一个愚昧的人。
Don't be a fool man.
要做一个知足的人。
To be content.
求主赐给我们这个力量。
Please give us strength.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.